Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, July 6. Coming up, government to reorganize the Housing Agency of Jamaica, Health Ministry to pursue alternate sources of funding for healthcare, and over 62 human trafficking victims rescued to date. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Now the news. The government is to take several steps to reorganize the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says recent audit reports have uncovered far-reaching deficiencies within the agency, which have resulted in considerable losses.
We have separated ourselves from the entire management staff of that company and look at repositioning it, remissioning it, and realigning the entire housing institutions to see how we can, in fact, engage the private sector in achieving the targets for housing.
Minister Chang was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. He says the government will examine how it can reorganize the relationship between the various institutions involved in housing, such as the Urban Development Corporation, National Housing Trust, Jamaica Mortgage Bank, and HAJ, to prevent what has emerged as intrinsic corruption in the sector. He expects to restore HAJ to viability in 1 year. The Ministry of Health says it will be seeking alternate sources of funding for healthcare financing. Speaking at a post-sectoral debate briefing Tuesday, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton said the World Health Organization indicates that at least 8% of the country's gross domestic product should be going toward health. Currently, Minister Tufton says 3.3% of the GDP from government coffers goes towards financing healthcare, and if private sector provisions are added, it moves up to 5.9%.
The statistics suggest that healthcare is underfunded, and as a consequence, we cannot provide the type of facilities or the delivery of services that we would like to provide. Health financing, for example, is a major focus of the administration. As I indicated in my presentation, the government is committed to universal access. But the current budget, we have stated, is difficult to accommodate all the demands that are on the system.
Minister Tufton says part of the plan will include greater effort to collect private health insurance and the establishment of a national health insurance scheme, NHIS. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is making strides in the fight against human trafficking, with more than 62 victims rescued by the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit to date. Head of the Vice Squad, Deputy Superintendent of Police Carl Berry, says three cases are before the Home Circuit Court and two before the St. James Parish Court. DSP Berry credits the achievements to the collaborative efforts of the various units of the JCF and partnerships with local and overseas agencies. He notes that the gains made have resulted in Jamaica being upgraded from the U.S. State Department's Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2.
So we're at this moment really happy knowing that we have achieved some form of success. We know that based on what we have been doing, that a better grade is also something that we can achieve.
DSP Berry says the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Vice Squad will continue to intensify its efforts to stem human trafficking. And local businesses are being encouraged to emulate the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, by creating applications designed to improve operations and service delivery to customers. The call comes from Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley following the launch of the JSE's mobile application Tuesday. Minister Wheatley says the mobile application will make it easier for those seeking to do business with the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
A greater number of businesses must recognize the importance of building their online presence and virtual exchanges with their clients and potential customers.
Dr. Wheatley adds that a technology innovation fund to be launched in short order is among his administration's plans to enable Jamaica to tap into the application creation and development market. The fund will facilitate the provision of capital investment to startup businesses to ensure their success. Meanwhile, General Manager of the JSE, Marlene Street Forrest, says the mobile app, which took a year to develop, will ensure persons have current information at their fingertips. The new application is available free of cost to Android and Apple mobile users in their respective online stores. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.